Well, on today's show, we have Disney news about Daisy Duck's new appearance, new permits filed at Hollywood Studios, Incredibles 2 sneak peek, and so much more, all in the Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Park Hopper John from WDWParkHoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Very excited that you were here. I know that most people can't see this, but Tony is wearing a lovely Sorcerer Mickey hat.
Well, if you get on Facebook Live or on YouTube, you will see this.
That's right.
You may not see it live, but you'll see it.
Yes, it's glorious. You can
It's illuminating.
It is illuminating. You can see us every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time at Disney Parks Podcast over on Facebook. And you can check us out on the replay on YouTube. So, yeah, check that out. So, yeah. How you doing, pal? Have a good weekend?
Yeah.
What'd you do Disney this weekend?
Saw a movie with you at Disney Springs.
You did, and that was not a Disney movie, but
that's
it was a good
true.
Movie.
It was a good movie.
It's a good movie.
I then went to Splitsville, and that's always good.
Always a great time. Bumped into a couple of our good Disney friends, Kara and Gary.
Kara and Gary.
That was fun.
Yep. And that was it.
Yeah, then you went and cheated on Disney.
I went to the cheater place.
Cheater.
I went to Universal, the Cowfish. I will tell you this. If you're going to go to City Walk, the only place that you need to go now, it's called Voodoo Donuts.
Yeah.
They have spectacular donuts.
Yep.
They have, gosh, I can't even tell you. I have a Grape Ape, which is a donut with like this grape bubble gum and grape icing on it with grape sprinkles.
Oh, it sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds great. It's grape. I haven't had my maple bacon donut, literally with two strips of bacon on it.
It's a glorious thing.
This morning for breakfast, I had the Voodoo doll.
Nice. So with the raspberry blood, right?
Yeah, it's shaped like a doll, and they put it like a
pretzel stick.
Pretzel stick in it, yeah. It's really, there's so many great choices there.
Yeah.
It's just, you're going to walk over with a dozen or more, but that's enough of that.
We're talking like, what, $4 or $5 a donut?
No, $2 to $4.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, you can get away with. And then besides donuts, they have like cake donuts, you know, if you want that denser. Yeah.
I'm a Krispy Kreme guy. Yeah, My wife is the Dunkin' Donuts fan.
Yeah, I'm a donut. If I'm going to have a donut, I eat a donut. If I want a cake, I'll have a cake.
That's right.
You know. yeah, nice store. You will wait.
Yeah.
You will wait. You're not going to wait.
It'll die down eventually, a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I doubt it.
Well, get through the summer. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I didn't do very much at Disney this weekend other than I watched Inside Out.
Oh, there you go.
I cried. Bill Bong.
Bill Bong?
Bilbo.
Bilbo?
I can't remember the imaginary friend's name. He when he disappears, I cry every time. Gets you
that's
right.
Played by
he's right in the feels.
Richard Kind.
Yeah, Richard Kind. Amazing.
We met him after the Mary Poppins show that we saw on Broadway.
Wow.
We were walking out of the theater, and this guy bumped into my mother, and she turned around and said, "Oh, hello." And it was Richard Kind. And she's like, "Hey, can I get your autograph for my playbill?" He says, "Yeah, yeah, just meet me out in the lobby because I'm waiting for somebody." And he came out in the lobby and signed her playbill.
Nice. Who did he play in? Was he in the show?
No.
Is he in a Disney show?
He was just there taking it all in.
Nice. Good for him.
I'm sure Disney sent him some tickets.
Of course. He's Richard Kind.
Yeah. He's.
I'd like some tickets.
Yeah.
Can you give me some tickets?
Yeah.
I need a ticket.
Yeah. I loved him on Spin City.
He was great. Everything he does, he's a great character actor.
Yeah, we should probably speed this up. We got a lot of news.
We got a lot of stuff to get to. All right. So anything else you want to add about the weekend? Weekend was great.
Yep.
I had a burger. You had a salad. That was weird.
Yeah.
It was really weird. But you had fries with it, so that made up for it. All right. So I guess there's nothing else we can do but get into the news.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
We know that coming to Walt Disney World can be very overwhelming with all the fast passes, the dining reservations, even getting from attraction to attraction can be extremely overwhelming. But we've got a friend that can help you make your next trip to Walt Disney World even more magical. It's Ramon and Theme Park Concierges. You can visit themeparkconcierges.com or call them at 407-257-9973. Ramon and his amazing team of VIP concierges will take care of you from the moment you arrive at the park until the moment you go back to your resort. They can take care of you for a four-hour time slot or a full day. It all depends on what you need. They can take care of your dining reservations, your fast passes, and even make sure that you find even more magic hidden in the Disney parks. Well, contact our friends, themeparkconcierges.com, or call 407-257-9973 and tell them your friends over at the Disney Parks Podcast sent you. So Daisy Duck joins Minnie's Beach Bash breakfast at Cape May Cafe.
That's a lot of bees.
That's a lot of bees. I thought she was already part of this, but apparently I was incorrect. Yeah. Cape May Cafe is getting a little crowded. But you can't mind when you're surrounded with Minnie Mouse and all her friends at Minnie's Beach Bash Breakfast, now including Daisy Duck, because, you know, Daisy.
You can't have enough duck.
You can't have enough duck.
Duck Lamont.
Duck all around, you know. Sweet and sour duck. Anyway, you'll get to see Minnie, Donald, Goofy, and Daisy in their best beach wear as you enjoy your breakfast. You can enjoy a buffet-style meal with the options of Mickey waffles, scrambled eggs, seasonal potatoes, mouth-watering bacon, and more. Make your reservation for this dining experience at Disney's Beach Club Resort by going to the Disney blog or Disney website or on the My Disney Experience. Now, let me tell you my favorite story about Cape May. Mm. The first time we went there, my wife did not know that it was a character breakfast.
Oh, boy.
She kind of picked up on it when she saw some of the characters walking around, but she didn't realize who all was in the cast. So she's sitting there, and then Minnie walks up and taps her on the shoulder. She turns around, looks back, and my wife literally turns into a six-year-old. It was I wish I had a video. Yeah. It was so spectacular. She's like, oh, my God, it's Minnie Mouse. So she got really excited. I'm like. Yeah.
I get excited seeing characters.
Yeah.
So I want to hang out. And you
yeah.
know,
and it's a great experience. And they'll rotate all the way through. And if you miss a character, you know, let the handler know. And they'll usually slide that through. Yeah. But it was a great experience. It's in Cape May. Very underrated. It's super convenient to get in and out, and the food is amazing.
Yep. Lots of good seafood there.
Yep.
If that's your bag, man. Hey, over at the studios, there's been some permits filed for a new building.
A new building?
I mean, Disney's on a permit filing spree, you know.
What are you doing today? I'm filing permits.
I'm sure there's some lady, you know, at Disney that all day, she does all day is type up permits.
I'm sure Orange County's just like, God, Disney, Jesus. Yeah.
A notice of commencement was filed with the Orange County last week, which lists a new structure to be built on Cypress Drive in Disney's Hollywood Studios. This permit is for the construction of the foundation, steel structure, core, and shell of the building.
Sweet.
Now, Cypress Drive wraps all the way around the outside of the Hollywood Studios. It's not a road that we go on.
Right.
It's an internal road for cast members and the sorts. Most attractions don't use the street as an official address, along with the backstage areas. The street also borders the new Toy Story Land and the new Star Wars Galaxy Edge, both currently under construction. The project is being handled by Whiting Turner Contracting Company, who is heavily involved in the Galaxy's Edge development.
Nice.
So, be fitting that while you're here, hey, could you build us a building over there?
Yeah, if you're not doing anything, could you build us a building? Yeah. But my suggestion as a park goer is, could you get the other two areas finished first and then build your building?
Yeah. So while numerous eateries and attractions are being built for the new areas, the permit could also apply for a number of other non-guest-related structures. Without more information, we have no idea it would be just stabbing.
It could be something.
Stabbing in the dark.
Yeah, it could be just.
It could be a maintenance building.
Costuming.
Yeah, costuming. Yeah, because they are moving the costuming from its current location to a different location.
Right.
So that is going to happen.
Yeah, you got to do something.
Yep. Hey, don't forget, we're having a meetup this Saturday.
Yes.
We are going to...
Star Wars The Void.
That was good. That was creepy. I got a little nervous on that one.
At Disney Springs, please go get your tickets at thevoid.com. They are $29.95 per person. We are going to meet up at 2. John and I are going to play at 3. And then we'll hang out after that. Now, for the first person that comes up to either John or I and says the phrase that pays, "May the Force be with you," will win a special gift that I will have in my possession.
Yes, I'll figure out what it is.
And yeah, you'll figure it out what it is when you get there.
You'll figure it out.
And you say the phrase that pays.
It's the phrase that pays.
Welcome to Imus in the Morning.
Oh, my God.
So that's on April 21st. Then in May 26th, we are going to the Baseline Tap House at 7 p.m. Have a few drinky drink, maybe snacky snack. And then we'll head over to see the Star Wars fireworks.
Sweet.
Yeah, see if we can squeeze.
Meander our way in.
Squeeze our way into a
squeeze
space.
In. Find some spaceage.
Yeah. I still haven't really seen. No, I take that back. I have seen it once from the middle, the good viewing area. And then I've seen it on peripherals.
It's very difficult to get that spot.
Hours. 2 hours ahead of time.
Yeah.
It is the magic thing nowadays. And yeah. I'm not saying that.
No, I got too many other things. Yeah, I have a life, man.
Yeah.
That's the, that.
I could be eating. I could be drinking. I could be on an attraction.
That is the one thing about being a local. No matter what park you go to, you literally can go, no.
Yeah. And I know there's other places. I mean, I have my places there.
Sure.
That I know are not crowded, and I can still see the fireworks and get the most of the experience.
Right.
June 23rd, we're going to the Port Orleans French Quartier.
Yay, yay.
For some beignets. So meet us there at 2 p.m. And a few people have written in. I promise I'll get to you this week. We've kind of been backed up, but we are still looking for some bloggers and photographers and videographers and people that can help with our Disney Parks blog a little bit. So if you're interested, send us an email at DisneyParksPodcast.com. Don't forget that you can use your Amazon Echo Dot or your Google Home to play the Disney Parks Podcast.
Sweet.
And we have some things on sale at our store.
All right.
That we need to get rid of.
It's a fire sale. If we don't sell it, we're going to set it on fire.
Yeah. So go to DisneyParksPodcast.com/store or shop. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you hear from us. And that's it.
All right. So as many of you are probably not aware, there's a new Incredibles movie coming out.
Say it ain't so.
I know, right? So Incredibles 2 sneak peek is coming to Hollywood Studios and California Adventure. Ooh. Don't worry, Jen. Coming to you too. Guests visiting Hollywood Studios or Walt Disney World and California Adventure Park at Disneyland Resort will be the first to experience an exclusive look at the first 10 minutes of The Incredibles 2 in a very special sneak peek.
Wow.
Even Samuel L. Jackson is excited about it because he shares an excitement in the video that Disney released. Where is my super suit? The sneak peek on both coasts will begin on May 18th. Guests can stop by the Walt Disney Presents Theater at Disney's Hollywood Studios, One Man's Dream. At the Disney California Adventure Park, the sneak peek will be presented in stunning 3D.
So they can start handing out 3D glasses at the little Disney Presents Theater?
Yep. And no, not ours. No.
No?
Only in Disneyland do they get it in 3D because they're always better than us. With in-theater special effects.
We're so one-dimensional here.
Yeah. It's going to be at the Sunset Showcase Theater. So apparently they just can't see a regular movie. They have to get a 10-minute 3D movie.
Wow.
I'm shocked they don't have an IMAX surround sound.
Yeah.
You know, smell-o-vision.
Right. Incredivision.
Incredivision. Ooh.
Ooh.
So, yeah, go check that out.
I got to trademark that.
Incredivision.
I got to trademark that.
You can see the scene through your favorite superhero's perspective.
Right.
You know?
With Incredivision.
I want Jack's experience.
Yeah. Hey, last week we had a trivia question, John, and it was, what Disneyland attraction was renamed Rescue Ranger Raceway for several months in 1991?
I'm going to say the... Okay, go ahead.
We only had one person write in with the correct answer, and that is Kevin.
And excellent.
Kevin was correct.
And his answer was?
Correct. It's a Rescue Ranger Raceway. It was the Autotopia.
Autotopia. Thank you.
Thank you. So, as we say, Kevin, it's in the mail. All right. This question is a little tricky. All right. Ready? If you were to look closely at the postage stamps near the end of It's a Small World in Disneyland, among the smiley faces, you'll see the likeness of a non-Disney character.
I know this one.
Okay.
Homer Simpson.
No.
Dang gum. Oh.
If you know the answer, email us at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com.
Excellent. We want to let you guys know that if you love the show, love what we do, want to help us keep the show as free as possible, visit our Patreon page, patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast, where we have exclusive ad-free shows, exclusive video content, private access to your own personal Facebook group of just the Patreons. You can chit-chat there. That's where we do our weekly live show just for you guys at 7 p.m. on Mondays. We have new offers that's even more exciting for our Patreons. We want to get you guys to go over there and sign up. For as little as like $1 or $2 a month, you can get access to all those great benefits. And we want to thank our current Patreons, James D., Krista, Grant, Ernie, David, Sam, Jennifer. A few of those names were in the earlier show, by the way. Mm-hmm. Ross, Ron, Jeremy, Willie, Michael, Mike, Cassandra, Katie, Eva, and Katie.
Very nice.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. We can't do it without you.
That's right. Hey, our friends over at the Four Seasons are getting a little boost in their participation in the Disney environment.
Yeah.
The Four Seasons is now offering early Fast Pass Plus selections for extra magic hours.
Mm.
So the AAA 5 Diamond award-rated Four Seasons Resort at Walt Disney World announced that through 2018, in addition to offering the extra magic hour benefit, with a valid Walt Disney World Resort theme park admission, resort guests will now have the opportunity to make FastPass Plus selections up to 60 days in advance.
Wow.
Of their stay. All guests with a confirmed reservation at the Four Seasons Orlando can link their hotel reservation on the MyDisneyExperience.com. And with a linked and valid theme park ticket, those guests can then utilize a 60-day booking window for FastPass Plus selections.
Sweet.
So they're saying through 2018, I would think that if this is successful, and it will be, this will probably go on and on and on and on.
Right.
Now, addition to that, they're also announcing a stay longer. So the fourth night is free and provides an additional value for those that want to stay a little bit longer.
Wow.
The stay longer fourth night free package offers a complimentary fourth night with every 3 paid nights from May 1st all the way till September 30th, the entire summer.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a deal.
Yeah. There? Yes.
Yeah. That's a huge deal.
Yeah. Rates start at $509 per night after the fourth night free is applied. Numerous added values are included in the rate, which are complimentary daily kids camp, and you will have a hard time prying your kid out of this camp.
Yeah, I've heard.
It's spectacular. Kids 5 and younger dine for free at the resort restaurants. Maybe I need to tell them I'm 5. complimentary transportation to the Walt Disney World resorts. And complimentary access to the on-site 5-acre water park. And that is spectacular. 24-hour fitness center and spa and relaxation areas. All with the added value. So fourth night free. Go to Four Seasons. I think it's Four Seasons.
Orlando.
Yeah, Orlando. And, you know, book your trip.
Absolutely.
I mean, 5 or 9, that ain't too bad. The contemporary is costing that.
Yeah, not for the Four Seasons. You know, for that place and that.
Yeah.
I mean, just the PB&G alone, I'd go there and just hang out all day.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Yeah.
I'm doing it again real soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I would take advantage of that offer.
Yeah. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, let me know. Okay, so registration. For those of you who are Run Disney fans, we have a little bit of news here for you. Registration has been delayed for the 2019 Run Disney events.
Uh-oh.
Now, part of this, as I'll give you a little backstory, part of this is reminiscent of what happened in Disneyland when they started construction for the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland. Then they started making these announcements like Run Disney events have been delayed and they've just been postponed. So we're starting to get the delay thing with all the construction and some of the other things going on. There's also a rumor going around. I want to make sure that I'm not speaking. Yeah, there's a rumor going around that Disney is trying to maybe exit themselves from Active.com and set up their own system. That's pure rumor. Yeah. If you know different, let us know. But that's rumor at this point.
I would say they might be trying to do that only because D23 had a completely new ticketing system in place for this Destination D.
Right. And
it wasn't theirs. It was another one, but it had a virtual queue built into it, which I think is their problem.
Right. Well,
so maybe they're going to use this company, the ShowClick.
Well, maybe. But the thing is Active.com gets a cut.
Oh, that does not settle well.
And Active.com gets first hit of all the... They have copies of the email addresses. Mm. So not only are they getting consumer email contacts and addresses that they can now market to, they're also making a cut that doesn't set well with certain people.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. You know, the registration was set to begin for January's Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend, but Run Disney posted an update that delays registration until June 1st. So the update is Disney said, quote, "We are working to create a more streamlined race registration experience for Run Disney participants. As a result, registration for the 2018-19 Walt Disney World race event weekends will be temporarily delayed. However, all races are still scheduled for this season as planned. Registration for this summer's virtual running short series and the June 5K will be open on, it's already open. We apologize for the delay and we'll have more information to share on June 1st regarding registration for all remaining run events," end quote, Run Disney. Now, the change does not appear to affect November's Wine and Dine half, which is still open for registration, but registrations for February's Princess Half Marathon Weekend, which was set to begin on June 12th, could also be delayed. And this is a big deal. I mean, this sent a lot of Run Disney people into, dare I say,
A tizzy.
A full-on tizzy.
A snizzy.
But, again, yeah. I think they're trying to streamline the process, and by streamlining, I mean we're going to get rid of the extra steps of active.com.
Yeah. Well, I think Run Disney's got the same problem that D23 had, and that is the virtual queue.
Right.
You know, people banging their refresh button to try and get tickets. And with the virtual queue, that eliminates that whole hassle for people trying to sign up for these. Because from what I know, they go pretty quickly. I mean, some of them sell out very quickly.
Right.
You know, especially the marathon weekend in January.
Right.
I think that books up pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll wait until the announcements come out, and then we'll kind of know. Then we'll know for sure.
Right.
So before we move on, question in the chat room that I want to get to. Do you think that Disney is having issues with availability with room refurbishment, so they're letting Good Neighbor hotels have equal perks to keep attendance up?
No, I think what they're having is a housekeeping issue that they don't have enough housekeepers. And we spoke about this a couple weeks ago, that they're not selling out all the hotels because they just don't have enough housekeepers to clean them.
Right.
So Hotel Plaza Boulevard, all those resorts now get the same perks as a Disney resort. They have, the advanced fast passes, and they have the extra magic hours.
Right.
And now the Four Seasons in the game too.
Right. And don't forget the good neighbor hotels, which technically I don't think we call them good neighbor hotels. There's another name I think that we use, but the good neighbor hotels here at Walt Disney World, Disney still gets a cut because they're on Disney property.
Yeah. So, and they have to pay Disney for a maintenance of their lawns and their shrubs.
Correct.
And all of that stuff is part of that.
It's Disney specs.
Yeah.
Because Disney does it and Disney gets paid for it. Yeah. Plus all the stuff that Disney, requires anyway to be on property.
Yeah.
So I think enough of the resorts finally got tired of competing with Disney, on location and amenities. And Disney saw the value in letting the partner resorts, that's what it is, partner resorts, have some of those things. It makes a lot of sense. And so they started rolling this out over time. So now all the resorts are competing on virtually the same amenities. Now we're only dealing with location.
Right.
And maybe some other intangibles. But that would be my opinion. And the only reason that I have that opinion is because I have a wife who works in one of the partner hotels.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. Anything else you want to add, buddy?
I got nothing.
All right, my friends. With that, we will see you next time, and we'll see you
in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.